And then we moved from there.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me, can you describe the house to me? What it looked like?
Well, it was what they'd call an L-shaped house. You know what that is? Well, it was that kind, and it had, I believe there was 5 rooms in it. Now, for that big a family. But, you know, rooms and houses like that now, the bedrooms was as big or bigger than my living room. You could put 2 full-size beds in there. And it was a fairly good house. It wasn't new, but it was just a weatherboarded frame house. And the best I remember, it never had been painted. It was, it had 2 fireplaces. And the flue, you know, people used wood stoves all the time. In fact, I learned to cook on one. And then the next house we moved to, they called it the Ben Adkins House. Now, that's the way they named houses. And it was close to what they called, it was a creek they called a Horseshoe Bend. And it was in Pickens County, too. And it was very, very run down. And, let's see. Yeah, the rest, all of us was the home we lived in here. And it had 4 rooms. And on top of that, my brother had come home and brought his little daughter. She was 5 years old when her mother died. And so he was there, too. And that's where we lived when all of us had the... I don't remember how many had the mumps, but there's several of us, 8 or 9 at one time. Well,
about 16 people living in
the room. Yeah, that's right. And but the amazing part's what I'm going to tell you after a while. When we moved from there, then's when we moved to Kenton in 1925. Well, when we first moved to Kenton, we got a 6-room house. And it was just, they hadn't built, that village hadn't been built long because the floors were still white. They was white pines, what they were. Well, no way in the world to keep them clean. I mean, you just scrub them. People didn't have rugs, nothing like that, and the yard was red. I remember how hard my mother had to work. But we didn't keep that 6-room house too long. Back then, they had a rule. I don't know. They just let you have so much room, I mean, the families. But we moved right across the road in a 4-room house. Well, in the meantime, we lived there when we had the measles. And in the meantime, my mother's sister's husband died, and they lived down there in Atlanta. Well, she had 6 children. And they didn't have anywhere to go. And my daddy went down there and got them and brought them up there to stay with us in that 4-room house. Now, you can imagine... You can imagine how it was just a pallet from one door to the other of the night. But I'll always love him for doing that because they didn't have, and the children was little. The oldest one wasn't even old enough to work. And I was, they was there, and I was learning to cook. And I didn't just cook a pan of biscuits like I cook now, or like, you know, most families would. I'd cook 2 or 3 panfuls, and I'd empty them up in an aluminum dishpan. That's what I'd empty them up in. But it took that many to feed. And let's see, my oldest brother didn't live with us then. And I believe I had 3 brothers married at that time, and the rest of us was at home when he took that family in. And they lived with us, I guess, almost a year before, you know, the oldest girl had to get old enough to go work before they could get a house. And they lived with us that long.